Andy Peters has just texted me. Yeah. The guy's obsessed. He's texted me saying, oh, God, you enjoy a regional opt-out. Now, of course, Andy Peters used to be the regional opt-out king, but he used to have to wave goodbye to Northern Ireland in the broom cupboard every afternoon. Do you remember that?
So why did they leave earlier than the rest?
Because they didn't like him.
They got bored.
Yeah, but that never made any sense why one region would go and the rest would stay there.
Was it something to do with neighbours?
I don't know.
Yeah, it could have been. That sounds about right.
Do you know, we'll get him on in a bit.
He'll tell us. He'll clear up the whole Northern Ireland issue.
You two were separated at birth, weren't you?
Who?
You and Andy Peters.
No, he's a black man, and I'm a white man.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Don't even look alike.
It's like twins with Arnie Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito.
Yeah, we should do that.
So similar.
We should write a movie. It's kind of like Different Strokes.
Yeah.
Meets twins.
Set in a broom cupboard.
No. I don't want to be locked in a broom cupboard with Andy Peters. So.
Not again.
Right, here are the text then. 81199 is the text number. Chris, last week on BBC Look East, I kid you not, they did the region's ugliest bus station, followed by the region's best lollipop lady. Chris, have you noticed that Peter Levy and Harry Gratian have the same weatherman? You seem to be on at exactly the same time. That's Paul the Weatherman. You leave Paul the Weatherman alone. Chris, the best one is BBC Spotlight, Channel Islands. No news whatsoever. Half the length of everybody else. What about last night's Look North? There was a blocked... Have you seen this story?
Is this like a burst water main or something? That's always a big story.
A bra blocked a drain, causing it to burst, close the road. Chris, for the BBC weather map problem, asked the BBC to buy an HD 103-inch Panasonic plasma. And then when they're not doing the weather on it, you can use it if you're Xbox 360. It's amazing. Weather girl Wendy Hurrell off Anglia News. You wouldn't care what the weather was like with her on screen, says really? Adam from Cambridge. I don't know.
Oh, really?
That has then led to someone else texting in saying, who's got the fittest weather girl on local news? I don't know. Mm. Tell me, and we'll check it out. I'm going to start the ball rolling with Paul the Weatherman. Me too.
Whatever the weather.
Harry Gratian came round to my house last week. He's really sweet, says one anonymous text. They're so local, he even goes around and tells them news.
Who am I thinking of when you say Harry Gratian?
Harry Gratian.
You're thinking of Larry Gratian.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's not him.
I once saw a news story on Look North about the rhubarb triangle of Yorkshire.
Oh, I've heard about that. It's around Wakefield, isn't it?
Have you?
What? No, because Jane was talking about it. It's a big area for rhubarb.
No.
I think it's kind of Wakefield, Barnsley, that sort of area. Pontefract, maybe.
We need to be doing more stories like this, I think.
One Good Friday, the 10 o'clock news played music because there was no news to report, says Dan in Cleethorpes. I don't know how true that is.
That's not true.
And Pip in Nottingham is as geeky as me. She says, I don't know, I know a few people have this problem. If I'm watching the TV downstairs, I get East Midlands. But if I go upstairs, I get Look North. Mm. And I like to run between the two. I know people who get two ITVs. And I used to be really jealous of people who got two ITVs. Mm. My mate in his house used to get ITV Yorkshire and ITV Tyne Tees. And I used to go, wow, you've got two ITVs. It means nothing.
Mm. And if you're in Bristol, you get HTV as well, don't you, I think?
You do.
Yeah. We used to be on the cusp between HTV and West Country. And some people could get both. And I didn't like that either.
No, you feel as though... You're missing out.
Yeah.
I'll be there going, oh, mate, can I come around to your house to watch the Tyne Tees news, please? I want to know what's happening with my neighbours.
Mm.
Anyway. Geek alert.